Mark chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. The distracted hearer. The distracted hearer. Let me read the verses to you. Jesus, explaining the parable of the soil, says, "Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word." They hear the gospel. They hear the good word of God. The same word as the others. But, dreadful word, but here. Sometimes it can be a wonderful word, but here is a terrible thought. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, strangle it, stifle it, throttle it, making it unfruitful. Mark chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, the distracted hearer. Well, this is one of those discourses where it's easy to preach, in a sense, but it's so very hard to live. So very hard to live out. If ever anything applied, this does to me, this does. I need to hear the rebuke here. There's a rebuke in it, and I need to hear it. There's a challenge here, and I need to hear that challenge. And I need to be confronted by it. And I should be very surprised if not many of my hearers do not have to say the same. They hear the same good word. They're not shallow. They're not superficial. They're not Jack Flash, quick in the pan, flash in the pan people. No, no, not like the previous hearers. They make a real solid response. They hear the gospel. They absorb the gospel. It has effect upon them for good. But almost certainly, gradually, but it may not be so, that life of the gospel, that power of the Spirit, that energy of the gospel is choked out of them. The spirituality is suffocated by carnality. And what takes over? Instead of Christ and the gospel and eternity, what takes over? This life. This life, here and now. Money, possessions. They hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, of possessions, of prosperity, desiring the power of something, the prosperity of something, the pleasure of something, ease and entertainment and sport, and oh, the list is endless. Now, I'm reproving myself here. Am I reproving you? I'm rebuking myself here, and I need to be rebuked. I hear the word, but my mind can be distracted. I can absorb the word, and I want to obey the word. I want to be more prayerful and more spiritual and walk with Christ more and know him more. But somehow or another, the things of this life, the temporary things, the temporal things, they just crowd it out and suffocate and strangle and choke the spiritualness of the life, the spirituality. It's a slow but sure deadening dryness and ruin. And ambition drives and ruins, drives out and ruins the spiritual. You get it in 1 John 2:15 to 16. Love not the world, nor the world, nor the pleasures of this life. 1 Timothy 6, verses 9 to 10. Amos 8, 5 to 6. It just vanishes away. It's the cares of this life. It's the love of money, whatever it might be. And you drift back into paganism. Well, the disciples said, "Lord, is it I? Is it me? Is it me, Lord? I don't want to be this distracted hearer." Let me say this, I've said it so often, I believe that most of today's evangelical churches are conducting their affairs which promote this worldly distraction. They're filling their churches with worldly distractions. God deliver us from it. Remember, to be a friend of the world is to be an enemy of God. Are you a dying Christian or a thriving Christian? What do you want to be? Well, I'm rebuked by Charles Wesley's hymn. I hope it, my brother and sister, it will rebuke you. Come, Holy Ghost, all quickening fire, come and my hallowed heart inspire. sprinkled with the atoning blood. Now to my soul thyself reveal, thy mighty working let me feel, and know that I am born of God. Humble and teachable and mild, O may I, as a little child, my lowly master's steps pursue. Be anchor to my soul unknown, hate, envy, jealousy be gone, in love create thou all things new. And now for me, here comes the punch verse. Let earth no more my heart divide, with Christ may I be crucified. To thee with my whole soul aspire. Dead to the world and all its toys, ah, what a word, its idle pomp and fading joys, be thou alone my one desire. My will be swallowed up in thine. I'll say that again. My will be swallowed up in thee. Light in thy light still may I see, beholding thee with open face. Called the full power of faith to prove, let all my hallowed heart be love, and all my ransomed life be praise. O may I continue to grow in grace, and in the knowledge of Christ, until with my dying breath I fly to Christ. Amen.